Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
All right, now back in making his eighth appearance with us on Thursday Night Tailgate is the fifth member of our 2018 Guest Hall of Fame class, Florida A&M head coach Willie Simmons. We first met Willie when he was taken over as the head coach at Prairie View A&M. His first appearance on the show came back in July of 2015. That 2015 season, Prairie View was the highest scoring team in the football championship subdivision, otherwise known as Division I AA. They were averaging 44.9 points per game. They scored 38 points or more 9 times, including 3 40-point games and 4 50-point games. Willie is considered one of the most innovative offensive minds in college football. During his time at Prairie View, the Panthers were 21-11 under him and 19-6 in the Southwest Athletic Conference. He's from Quincy, Florida. Got it right this time, Willie. Quincy is just outside of Tallahassee, and he's gone back home to take over as head coach of the Florida A&M Rattlers this season. And as much respect as Bob and I have for Willie as a head coach, it's surpassed by how much we think of Willie as a person and as a leader of young men, which has continually impressed us over the years. And Willie, how he gets his players so involved in their communities is absolutely fantastic. His main objective is more to build his players into being great young men who improve the communities they live in, more so than developing them into being good football players. That comes second. So it's with a great deal of honor that we induct Willie Simmons into our Guest Hall of Fame this year. Good evening, Coach. Chris and Bob here. Thank you so much for being such a great guest and an inspiration to us over the years.
Hey, man. Thank you guys so much. I tell you, when I saw that arrive at the house earlier this week, I was elated. And one of the best gifts I've ever received. Such a great honor to be, just respected by you guys and just unwavering support that you've given over the years. And it seems like it's been a lot longer than 3 years since we've been doing the show. So, yeah, but thank you guys so much. And it's truly an honor to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. So good evening, listeners.
Willie, you've talked about this several times on the show before, but for anyone joining us for the first time tonight, talk about the things you do with your players off the football field to develop them into being great leaders within their communities.
Well, you know, again, we have a holistic mindset here at Florida A&M and wherever I've been. Like you say, it's about developing the entire individual, you know, not just their football acumen and their ability to win games and be great football players, you know, but we're entrusted with over 100 young men on a yearly basis. And these guys, I firmly believe, are the future leaders of America. You know, so for us, it's about developing them physically, developing them mentally, spiritually, socially, academically, you know, the whole being. And so we have multiple programs that we try to implement. You know, one of them is a community service, community outreach program that we put together every year, you know, that we have our guys going throughout the community. And you know, we try to find, neighborhoods that need help. As far as houses, building houses and things of that nature, just to get them out of the community. Tallahassee is a rich community as far as the population. So there are a lot of people who are in need. And of course, our football team, Florida A&M, is one of the pillars of the community right along with Florida State. So we try to do our best job of exposing those guys to all type of avenues to enhance their college experience so that when they leave there in 4 or 5 years, that they have a greater understanding of their social responsibility. And, of course, you know, the spiritual side of the program is one that we definitely try to make sure that we hone in on. And just this past weekend, we were blessed to have 4 guys, get baptized, you know, and turn their lives over to God. And, next month we'll have 2 more guys go get baptized. So, again, you know, being a college athlete these days, there's a lot of emphasis placed on winning games. There's a lot of emphasis placed on, you know, all the things that they have to do as student athletes, but we want to make sure that we never let them lose sight of what their ultimate goal is, which is to get a quality degree from a great institution and set themselves up for life after football. Because again, we all know that you can't play this game forever. And, you know, the average lifespan of an NFL player is anywhere from 3 to 4 years. And, but the sad reality is the majority of my guys won't play the NFL. There may be only one or two guys on this team that may have a chance to even get into a football camp. But all 100 of them have a chance to go on to be professionals in life. They have a chance to go on and impact their communities, to grow up to be great fathers, great husbands, great church members, great, you know, just great American citizens. And at the end of the day, that's what this thing is really all about. So, just, you know, grateful to be appreciated for the efforts that we put forth every single day. And, as long as the good Lord allows me to coach football, that'll always be my number one platform.
And that's why you're number one in our hearts, Coach. Kudos to you for doing that. Willie, let's talk a little football. Florida A&M isn't off probably to the start you were hoping for, 1-2, but conference play starts this week. So things take on a little extra meaning when Savannah State comes to town Saturday. And I saw that you guys changed the time back to 6 p.m. Eastern time due to the heat. So to help to protect the players and the fans, kudos for doing that as well. What have you learned over the first three games that you're looking forward to correcting come Saturday night?
Well, you know, the one thing that I've learned about this football team, one is that they're a very resilient group. You know, of course, Florida A&M is one of the most storied programs at this level in all of Division I FCS. And, you know, the history that we have here with, you know, multiple national championships, multiple conference championships, the amount of players that we put on to professional football, the NFL and beyond, the great coach that we've had over the years, Jake Gaither, Billy Joe, Rudy Hubbard, you know, the winners of the first ever 1AA FCS national championship. So there's such history here at Florida A&M, and that was one of the reasons, I left Prairie View, a place with a $60 million facility, to come and be the head coach. And, you know, so I've learned that these guys, even though they've fallen on some hard times over the last few years, that they're very resilient. You know, they don't quit. And that's something that we continue to talk to them about, that you always play with tremendous effort, regardless of what the scoreboard says, regardless of what the situation dictates. And again, we try to relate football to life as much as we can. And I tell the guys all the time, there are going to be times in life where you're going to be behind in the score. There are going to be times in life where the chips are going to be stacked against you. And it's how we respond to those situations that will ultimately define who we are as individuals. And so, you know, football is such a microcosm of life. I look over my life and all of the situations I've been through, losing my dad at 6 years old and losing my mom at 25, losing my best friend at 27, losing my granddad at 28. So most of the hardships of my life have been due to loss as far as life. But, you know, I've also had other adversities in life that I've had to overcome. And I can always draw back. I'll remember back to those tough times in football when I really had to dig down deep. I really had to look within, you know, search myself and see if I was going to be able to persevere. And that's what we're trying to teach these young men on a daily basis, is that regardless of what the situation is, as long as you have breath in your body, continue to fight. You know, fight's one of our buzzwords here at Florida, and then we have seven up and it all begins with the letter F. And, but again, it's about perseverance. It's about, you know, just, again, continuing to push through adversity, continuing to understand that, you know, the life is never easy, but how we respond to different situations is ultimately what, you know, when it's all said and done, is how our lives will be remembered. So hopefully we can continue to grow in that area, and, you know, hopefully the plays will follow that. But at the end of the day, I judge myself on what these guys do, everything that they do, not just how many games we win or how many championships we win, but what they do off the field, what they do in the classroom, what they do spiritually, and, you know, and this is what they do with young men who are entrusted with a great sense of responsibility, you know, in 2018 as a college football player, Florida A&M.
Bob, question to Willie.
Well, Willie, again, thanks for joining us. Congrats on the award, and thank you for the friendship over the last few years. And you had brought up your losing your dad at such an early age, and that was my first question, Willie. I mean, it's such a tough thing these days for one-parent families, for kids to stay on track. And having your mother, that she was an educator, must have helped a lot. But your mother must have been an incredibly strong and an incredibly wonderful human being to having kept you on the right path for a while there.
Well, you know, the old adage that it takes a village, it's so true in my life. You know, again, my mother, you know, did everything she could to raise three children. You know, my mother was a school teacher, and Gadsden County is one of the lowest paid counties in the state of Florida. You know, so she didn't make a lot of money growing up. You know, again, I wasn't privileged to the newest shoes. I mean, I think I got my first pair of Jordans when I was in college. You know, so I didn't really have all the you know, the things that other kids my age had as far as the material things. But she always, you know, drilled the importance of having a great education. she always drilled the importance of really honoring your name, your family name, and trying to do things the right way. You know, and of course, I grew up in a spiritual family. You know, we still go to the same family church that we've gone to my entire life. I mean, it's been open for over 140 years now. And, you know, but those principles that I learned growing up really helped me throughout my life. And I take those same principles and values, you know, into my profession as a coach, you know. And again, I think it's very important that these young men understand, the nature that spiritual lives play in our overall success. Because again, you know, as much as we want to believe that we're, you know, making things happen or believe that we're, you know, working hard and doing all these things to achieve success, that it really goes beyond that, you know, and I think that's a key element to how I was raised. And again, I think it's something that as a football coach, I continue to drill in these young men and just, you know, but it wasn't just her, you know, it was coaches that I was privileged to have growing up. My middle school football coach, was one of my early, role models in life. My high school football coach is still a great friend of mine to this day, even on into college. You know, Coach Bowden has been one of my biggest mentors as I got into the coaching profession. You know, Rick Stockstill, who recruited me out of high school, gave me my first job at Middle Tennessee State, continues to be a great friend and great mentor. So, you know, again, my mother did a phenomenal job, but it wasn't just her. It was everyone who put their arms around me as a young man who came up in a single parent home, who, you know, had odds stacked up against me and who was able to make it out of Quincy, Florida, a place that not many people make it out of. And that's why, you know, every time someone says you're from Tallahassee, you know, I try to correct them. No, I'm from Quincy, because I think it's important that young kids in Quincy, Florida, you know, a small town of, you know, 7,000-8,000 people, understand that you can be successful coming out of one of the most impoverished places in the state of Florida, one of the lowest socioeconomic places in the United States, where the education level is one of the poorest in the state of Florida. But they have a ton of brilliant people, doctors, lawyers, school teachers, you know, professional athletes. I mean, you name it. Those people have come out of that small community. And that's why I take so much pride in not only being from there, but making sure that people understand, you know, where I'm from and the adversities that I've had to overcome in life to achieve the level of success that, you know, that I've achieved so far.
And Willie, you started coaching at the high school level 13, 14 years ago. I was just wondering, how long before that did you really get the coaching bug and think, maybe I'd like to do this for a long time?
Well, you know, the funny thing is, and I don't think we've ever talked about this on the shows, you know, I never really wanted to be a coach. You know, coming up in high school and in college, coaching was the first thing from my mind. You know, I wanted to be a sports agent. I wanted to be, you know, a lawyer. I wanted to be a sports broadcaster. I wanted to do what you guys do, you know, get on the radio and talk sports. You know, every other profession that had to do with sports, I was looking into except coaching. And, you know, it wasn't until I left Sioux City, Iowa, as a 25-year-old who my mom had just passed away that summer. I was really in one of those places where many of us as college athletes and professional athletes get to, where we're really lost. We don't have a sense of vision of where we're going to go next. Our whole identity has been tied into this football. You know, everything about us is about being a football player. And now that I realize that, you know, football is over with at 25, I'm not going to be a professional athlete. What's next? And it just so happened that by the grace of God, one of my good friends called me as I was driving back from Sioux City, Iowa, to ask me if I wanted to come coach at the local high school, one of the local high schools here. And they had a quarterback position open. It was right at the end of August. I'm sorry, the end of July, the start of August, which was right before the season started. So, you know, I took the job, just kind of taking it as something to do. And the moment I got there and started working with those kids and saw the impact that I was having on them, it really changed my life. And I knew my true calling at that point. And from that point on, I knew I wanted to be a football coach at the college level. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to go back to Clemson as a grad assistant the following year. And from that, my career kind of took off. You know, Coach Rick Stockstill again gave me my first full-time job a year later. And from that, I went on to become one of the youngest coordinators in the country at that level. I went on to have a successful 3-year stint at Alcorn State as a coordinator. And, of course, the rest is history, you know, becoming the head coach at Prairie View A&M and Florida A&M. But again, I mean, it really just dawned upon me. And I think that's one of the reasons why I'm so adamant about talking to these guys about really finding your passion. You know, let's really understand what it is that we love and that we really like doing. So many times guys go to college, they really just look at how they can make the most money. And what profession can I go into where I can make the most money? Because in our mind, as an 18 to 23-year-old, we think that's the end-all, be-all. The more money I make, the more success I'll be in life, the happier I'll be in life. And that's such a fallacy. And we want to make those guys understand that it's not the amount of money you make. It's what you wake up every day loving to do. And 90% of us every day wake up working a job that we really don't love. You know, it's only a small percentage of us that really wake up every single day with a smile on our face because I get to go do something that I truly love to do. No matter how much money I make in it, no matter how much attention I get from it, I truly feel like I'm making a difference in somebody's life, in society. And that's a great feeling to have. And like I said, I haven't worked a day in my life. I've been coaching for 14 years now. I don't feel like I've worked a day in my life because I truly enjoy what I do because I know that I'm having a profound impact on the lives of so many young men. And I want to hopefully take the lessons that I've learned throughout my life to help them be successful later on in theirs.
Well, Coach, we can't thank you enough for coming back and being a part of the show tonight and a wonderful member of now our guest Hall of Fame. And you're so fantastic. Please let our listeners know, how can they stay up to date with all the great things that you and FAMU football are doing, whether it's online or it's on social media?
Well, they can definitely follow our football team at FAMU Athletics. That's FAMUAthletics.com. Of course, that's every sport, but of course, you can click the football link and have up-to-date scores, stats, all of those things. You can follow me personally at on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My Facebook is my name, Willie R. Simmons, and my Instagram and Twitter Instagram, Twitter, and I'm drawing a blank right now. But it's at HC as in head coach, Willie Simmons. Again, it's HC Willie Simmons. And again, you know, I try to do a good job of just posting things about, you know, the football team. I'm not a huge social media guy, especially during the season. Of course, when you're a football coach during the season, the last thing you want to do is get on social media because, again, you probably get a lot more criticism than you probably realize on social media, you know, but we all know it's part of the beat. But again, you know, I try to just promote not only FAMU football, but the cross country team again, you know, won a huge meet this past weekend, is ranked in the top 10 nationally, in cross country. You know, again, we have a lot of great sports, a lot of tremendous things going on here at Florida A&M University. One of our, proud alum, Andrew Gillum, is running for mayor in the state of Florida. I'm sorry, governor in the state of Florida. He's looking to become the first African-American governor in the history of the state of Florida. And he's a FAMU alum. And so there's a lot of tremendous things that are coming out of Florida A&M right now. And we just try to do a great job of highlighting those things. And again, I can't thank you guys enough for what you do for us. And just, you know, for me, for our football program, just again, highlighting all of the great things that are sports in America right now, because again, it is one of the things that brings all of us together. There's a lot of divisiveness in our country right now, as we all know. But again, sports is one of those things that just brings us all together. And so again, so thankful for you guys, for everything that you do. And I'm so tremendously honored to be able to join the Hall of Fame for you guys. My first Hall of Fame and anything. So, definitely going to put that bat in a special place. And, but again, thank you for your friendship. Thank you for your support. And anything I can ever do for you guys, don't hesitate to give me a call.
Well, thank you, Willie.
Well, that means a great deal to us, Coach. Thank you so much for being such a wonderful part of the show and such an inspiration to Bob and I over the years. We are both big Willie Simmons fans. We say that every time you're on the show because we mean it sincerely. Best of luck with the FAMU Rattlers this weekend. We look forward to following you and having you back on the show again real soon.
Thank you, guys. God bless you guys. Look forward to speaking to you soon.
Good luck.
Thanks, Willie. Take care. That is Florida A&M head coach Willie Simmons. And Bob, we get to say this a lot because we have so many great guests here on the show, but boy, they don't come any better than Willie Simmons.
We can't do enough for that man. We can't repay him, but, you know, isn't it fascinating, Chris? We could talk X's and O's with him, but it's so much more than that. And it usually our conversations turn into life situations and fascinating man.